Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, what is going on? We back, Maine. My name is Hartzell Pete across the line. As far as I know, this still in your feed is your KC morning show, Peter Sweeney. I miss you, man. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. The Kansas City Morning Show is back for Monday, June 15th, and it's going to be a hot one. I mean, this thing is like a sweaty sauna today.
I was spoiled last week. It was 40 where I was.
Yeah, I mean,
not so much here.
We were seeing the photos coming out of Colorado on everyone's feed. And is this the KC Morning Show or the Denver Morning Show?
I was a traveling man. On the road again.
Do you want your real feel?
Pete, I've been waiting all week for you to give me that hot, sweaty, passionate, real feel. Break me off, Pete.
So it's 83 degrees, but it feels like 86. By the time we get into the early afternoon, we will be in the 90s. And then this week is just high of 90, low of 71, high of 92, low of 73. It's hot. Hot week. One of these hot weeks.
H-A-W-T. Well, how are you holding up? How's that AC in the apartment suite?
Yeah, I was talking to you last night and was really all set to come back, meet you in the studio, and kind of sounded like you're scared of the coronavirus again.
You got me nervous, man. You're the one who left the building early. I got used to a sanitized studio, and I'll be honest, I just hadn't cleaned up yet since I've been back from vacation, so right, I just want to make sure
and
that everything is good to go.
I was wondering what the problem was.
I also want to clean up a little bit, because, you know, I'd like to do some extracurricular activities here outside of just this show. I mean, we are paying rent, Pete, so.
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea. We're going to cut the song now. In fact, I have no idea what you're talking about. But that being said, yeah, just give me till Wednesday and then you can come back in here.
Looked like you had a nice time off, time away. It looked like you had some R&R. You were...
Had a blast, man.
In the wilderness, it seemed like. What were you doing? You were camping or...
Well, people don't realize this about me. And I like to plug this as much as I can because I like to shock people. I'm an Eagle Scout, all right? Mm. I am a camping man. Right. I know I moisturize for a living and, you know, just a simple reading of my bio, you would not think that I'm somebody who enjoys the great outdoors.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
I do. I love it, actually. And so just needed a break, man. I don't know if you could tell our last week of shows. I was just a little tired. And it was just life is heavy. The world, just everything seems to be on fire. So I just kind of wanted to take a break. And it was nice to get out. And to be able to still socially distance because I'm camping. So we get got this big tent, and the game has kind of changed now, Pete. The tent game is pretty impressive. Like, this thing I got now had essentially like a screened in,
like a gazebo.
It was a gazebo style camping, and I think that
like
I
a
think
yurt.
Is that what it would be called, a yurt?
Depends on the shape. Depends on the make.
It looked like a mansion, Pete. That's what it looked like. The make and model was luxurious, and I was very proud of myself. I set it up. I started every fire every single day, every morning, every lunchtime, every night. Hiked, did some Garden of the Gods, drove through the mountains. It was beautiful. So, and of course, Colorado. So, did some other stuff too, and it was great.
Okay. Yeah. Did you drive? You drove back and forth. That's a long drive.
I did. Me and the Lando. That's what I call my car.
I thought that was the name of your best gal for a second there, the Lando.
You know, as much as I do love Lando Calrissian, he does have to get in line. He has to get in line. But no, me and the Lando, we drove it's not too bad of a drive. I think I did it in like 9 or so. Stopped once or twice. Just excellent. Excellent weather. It was beautiful. It rained our first night, and that was it. That was the most weather, so it was great.
And welcome back into the Kansas City oven, and it's good to have you here.
It's it feels appropriate. Good. It feels good to be back. I feel energized, fired up, ready to go. And I get a chance to, as you can see, Pete, buy a few more of these three-quarter length shirts. And you know that's where I excel. The baseball tee is really where I thrive. And I'm talking to you, Pat the Bat. Yes, Charlie Hustle. I see that Boulevard, and I want that Boulevard three-quarter tee. Thank you. How you been, man? What you been up to? Boulevard's been releasing stuff. Charlie Hustle's releasing stuff. What's Peter Sweeney been releasing the last week? You got to be filling me in on what you've been doing. I missed you. I missed your face. I missed your know-how, your expertise.
You mentioned a break. We're about to enter that period of time between the last Chiefs offseason event and training camp, whenever that will be, and we'll talk more about that. But yeah, it's starting to enter that like little bit of a lull period in my main line of work. And so that's been nice. I spent some time with some friends this weekend up in the Northlands.
Hey,
a house up there. So I didn't drive to Colorado, but took the long 25-minute trek.
You don't venture up north very often, so this really is a trek for you. It really is a pilgrimage. So honestly, this is a big deal. I think people should know this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a little staycation, real apparent that coronavirus, at least in the Northlands, to the Northland people, is over. I mean, there's no social distancing. I was at the pool, just like it'd be any other summer day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was good. It was a good weekend.
It was interesting you say that, like the towns that have just said we're done with this thing, like it's over. Like, granted, we're not, by the way, just full disclosure, we're talking about this in the news. We're not out of this. We haven't even ended the first wave, let alone the second wave. But I'm driving through all these small towns going to Colorado. So we went straight to Colorado Springs, and we actually ended up our trip in Denver. But like went to Manitou Springs, which is where I spent most of the vacay, Garden of the Gods area.
Friendly modern city of 45,000 at the foot of historic Pikes Peak. In Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs, you'll enjoy splendid hotels, chuck wagon dinners held in the Garden of the Gods, with all the romance and glamour of the Old West, are enjoyed by thousands of summer vacationists.
And it just felt like something out of Stranger Things. And it was so cool because everything is authentic looking, the original colors, the original everythings. But that being said, you know, you're going down the street, ain't nobody got a mask on. Every restaurant's open. They were doing some socially distanced stuff. But and you can even tell there's a guy who knew I was from out of town. And so I'm walking downtown and he was you could tell thrilled to be back out of the house. And he looked like he was a rich dude. And he was like, hey, so what do you think? What do you think about being out outside again? And he was that kind of guy, someone who was looking to make conversation. And he's like, well, I mean, I just want them to tell us. I just want them to know that we don't need to be taken care of. Look, man, you aren't you enjoying this? And I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, I'm having a good time. Come on, give me a cheers real quick. Oh, okay. How about I just give you an elbow instead? You know, it's one of those types. And so then it's like, hey, okay, this is fun. I'm gonna go back inside now.
Yeah, you wanted to go back into your bubble.
Go back to my tent and my bubble.
I think I was just like you, where I was like, oh man, what is everybody doing? But then, you know, when I'm visiting my friends and they have these two young kids and they've been cooped up in the house for 4 months, and it's like, how do you deal with these kids constantly running around without going insane? Like, I have the luxury of not having to worry about kids right now. And so I could mask up and hide away from the world all day. But like, all these kids want to do is go out and play and see their friends. And when you have them cooped up for 4 months, it's like a madhouse.
I mean, so, I get that, but figure it out. I mean, figure it out. We got switches. We got YouTubes. We got video games. I sound like
if you've listened to the show, I've sort of come to around from the beginning. Like, I know it's real threat. I know it's a huge concern, but it's like you can't leave the world closed up forever, especially when it comes to like what I just talked about and then like the economy. And so I know it's not ideal. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I wish the coronavirus didn't exist. I think that's what we all feel.
Right. Right. And I mean, I might be a walking contradiction because I went on a vacation last week, but I also was in a tent, socially distanced and isolated from the rest of the world. Okay. Right. So I was trying to be responsible. I guess that's the whole thing, right? We just got to figure out how to do this thing and whatever the new normal is going to be, or the, I guess the here and now. We keep calling it the new normal. It's just it's the right.
It's a new normal for, I think, less than people that are just going back to the old normal. I don't meet the new boss. I think ideally to guys like yourself and the esteemed gentleman we call Mr. Fauch from the couch. I mean, I think he foresees a new normal, but it just feels like the rest of the world is going right back to the old one. But hey, I don't know. Maybe that'll change if there's another uptick and people get scared again, but I don't know.
So you're going to come back on Wednesday. We're going to try to do this thing on Wednesday. Saying all this, we've already talked ourselves in all the circles now. Are you going to be back in on Wednesday?
I mean, as long as you clean up. I mean, that's now my new main concern. Forget about coronavirus. I just want a clean studio.
For a host of reasons. And on that note, Pete, I missed you, buddy. Can you do what I haven't heard you do in about a week now? I need you to take me the news.
All right, man. Let's do some news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, yeah!
There he goes.
Ooh, I got a week's worth to catch up on. I know I didn't tell you this, and this is not fair, but I didn't get a freestyle last week, and I know
no.
You like to... Come on! Please.
No. Come on, listen.
A true artist. Come on. No
one's going to buy the milk if you give them the cow. And I'm not going to provide the cow for them on a Monday morning. We got to come back Friday.
No, come on. Give me something. Give me like a line. You don't have to freestyle the news. Just freestyle a bit of the news intro. Come on. For me, I missed it on Friday. Okay. Come on. Give me that. Come on. Like a 5, a 6, a 5, 6, 7, 8. Go.
It's not Friday. Hartzell's making me freestyle, and there goes my smile.
There you go. See, that works for me. On the ones and twos, Pete says, let's do the news, and that's all I needed. And now we're good.
I'm not going to carry this cow into your car.
All right, Pete. Let's do the news. Hey, how's the place coming? I guess now you've been in there, what, how many months? Has it been a full month?
1 month. It's been good. House is all set up. I had a friend reach out to me today. I guess his friend does some woodwork, so I might try to have this custom entertainment center for the living room commissioned. Be cheaper because I happen to now know a woodwork guy. I didn't even know I had this in my pocket.
Everybody's got a woodworking guy.
Yeah, he really apparently lays the wood, and so. I'll be happy to hire him, though. You know, that sounds like something that sounds nice.
Did you lead me just into that joke? Did you walk me in circles straight into that joke?
What are you talking about?
For that punchline? Oh, man.
If you need someone to, you know, if you're having some trouble and you need someone to lay the wood, I happen to know a guy. That's all.
All right, Pete, let us do the news. I guess, what is this, day 15, 16 of the protests? It's not just a moment. It looks like it's becoming more and more of a movement.
This woman, who didn't want to share her name, was among about 500 people in the crowd at Mill Creek Park. They wanted to be here to show elected leaders, police chiefs, and the people at home the system needs to change.
It actually shows people like, hey, we need to be paying attention to this. Maybe something is wrong.
For this crowd, change begins with defunding the police, taking tax dollars out of the police budget and putting them towards services like housing and transportation so that a homeless man gets help, not 10 officers trying to arrest him.
It's not about removing protection. It's about addressing what causes crime in the first place.
We love professional wrestling, and this sounds like a complete stretch, but just hear me out. Hyperbole. Everything you do is the biggest and the best and the most shocking. It's the and you do it because, you know, it gets people talking, gets people going, you know, it's provocative or whatever. And it gets the conversation moving. And so I'm kind of torn, man, because defunding the police, it's an idea, all right? It's not just a hashtag.
NAACP, Morris Squared, Urban League of Kansas City, and others that are all asking city leaders to take a closer look at how much money they are giving to KCPD and how that money could potentially be moved somewhere else to other areas of need within the community. This, of course, comes after widespread nationwide protests after the death of George Floyd. Floyd's death is putting police brutality and racial equity at center stage in this nation.
I think what we've seen on the plaza the past, you know, especially Memorial Weekend, when the police were openly engaged in escalating behaviors, that's what people of color have experienced in our city and been crying out for many years, whether it's profiling and being suspicious. You cannot be suspicious of a person because they have melanin in their skin. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
The charts and stuff are all online. Really interesting stuff. How has the developments been? You know, it's what day, I think I said this is what, day 15 or 16 of the protests now, Pete? Everything, are you still seeing it from your house, and you're still hearing the chants and the marches and all that stuff?
I think as time goes on, it's gotten a little bit quieter. I mean, you do see it a bit more on the news. I try to take in the news every day, so, you know, they're keeping you updated. I try to watch 41 Action News, so, you know, I consider the finest news station in the area.
Are you plugging for a job right now? What's happening?
What did I miss last week?
Something happened?
I'm just saying, you know, I understand the message of defund the police, but, you know, coming from I think business where you run a website and there's a bit of marketing in it, right? Like, so you have to, it almost sounds, defund the police just almost sounds like the purge in a way. You know, it almost sounds like, wait, you just want to have no police, but like, that's very far from what it is. So, you know, when you're thinking, and I know it's, you know, sometimes there's no thinking about these things. When you're thinking of like hashtags, it almost should have been something different where it's not like, because I think a lot of people who won't take the extra mile to watch the news will just see that and get them angrier, when really they're just trying to allocate more funds into other things to maybe meet this community in the middle. So
I think of, oh gosh, the guy, oh man, he just died like maybe a month or so ago. Oh my gosh. Larry Kramer. He was one of the OG AIDS activists. And this is back in the 80s and early 90s, where, you know, there was really no help.
He was a founder of the Gay Men's Health Crisis, and later the group ACT UP, whose public confrontations demanded attention and urgent action to address the growing AIDS crisis.
Plague! 40 million infected people is a plague! We are in the worst shape we have ever, ever been in.
He was passionate, often loud, but he was heard, including when he took on then-prominent AIDS researcher Dr. Anthony Fauci. Kramer labeled Fauci an incompetent idiot. The two would later come to mutual respect and even friendship.
He says he learned so much from the AIDS movement because of people doing that shock and awe factor. And it worked, you know. And I'm seeing a lot of that same kind of stuff here with defund the police.
The slope feels slippery, right? Because, I mean, you just take that example you mentioned where you want to take cops out of schools, right? What if that school happens to fall into another problem in America, which is when a kid shows up with a gun and all of a sudden that cop's not there anymore? Like,
we got a lot of guns in this country.
It's a real slippery slope. Like, when you start to talk about taking money away of the cops, and I, as you know, am fully behind some changes certainly need to be made, but, you know, I think you just got to be careful here for sure.
As we prepare to make your grand reopening to this studio, the Placeholder Studios here in Westport, this seat has been so sanitized. It is a pristine Pete spot. It's waiting for you.
Like, a little Lysol, a little bleach, mix it up, throw it on there. It should be good.
Lysol and chill. I love it.
Despite what some in the White House are saying, there are alarming new numbers about the coronavirus in the U.S., 22 states and Puerto Rico with infections on the rise. Arizona and Texas today setting new state records for hospitalizations. Florida's numbers soaring.
The challenge is that parts of the country, states like Texas, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, where you see those outbreaks right now, never really reduced the number of cases substantially.
So having heard all that, Governor Mike Parsons, he's governor of Missouri, to quote Pete Sweeney, Governor Parson took that number and said, eat it, because we open for business.
Checking on political coverage today, Governor Mark Parson announced that Missouri is ready to lift restrictions and reopen the state, adding that it's truly incredible how far Missouri has come in a little over 90 days. The governor says that the state is ready to continue moving forward with its Show Me recovery plan, and the state will open on Tuesday.
Just because we're fully reopening the state does not mean that the steps we've taken so far should be forgotten.
There will be no statewide health order. That is coming out of the governor's office. That goes into effect tomorrow. This is the first time since March.
I'm okay here because, like, this finally, I think, allows people to just handle it as they want, right? And so, like, you know, if, you know, you still want to wait, I mean, you still have that opportunity to put on a mask and, like, and I think masks should still be worn. But people that want to and, you know, don't feel a certain way aren't held back by just, hey, stay in your house. And I know there's a lot of people like that. Again, I also think it's important to continue to watch these cases because, I mean, it could get to a certain point. If it's a drastic rise, I mean, you're going to have to start to think about, is there a small step back as opposed to starting from zero? Because I don't think starting from zero is an option. So, I mean, the experts are really just going to have to pay attention to, well, where are these numbers going?
And I don't think we're going to shut anything down again. Like, no, I just don't think we're going to go through that again. I just don't see it. We had one go at this thing, and I think that ship has sailed. But watch, man, these numbers are going to – I was listening – probably over-listening to way too many science podcasts, stuff I have no idea what I'm listening to. But right. On the way to Colorado, I just did too many deep dives, and I'm a little bit more worried than I was last week. But here we are. I will say, going out and camping alone and going out and still having the streets be fairly empty, it was still weird for me. Like, I'm still doing the whole look over my shoulder and like, oh, why are you so close to me? Well, that doesn't look like that's 6 feet. You know, like that, if that is the new, I guess, personal awareness, I guess if that's the most sticking thing that comes out of this, then I guess that's something. It's better than nothing, I guess. But yeah, maybe next Wednesday or the Wednesday after that. Just to make sure, Pete, I got to sanitize for you. You want to do NASCAR now? I know you're our sports guy, but I thought this might be newsworthy.
I mean, I'm the sports guy. You said NASCAR.
Green flag.
Tonight, NASCAR going full throttle in the race for equality, welcoming back a select group of fans, but not the Confederate flag.
That company has done more in 1 week for racial equality than it had done in the past 70 years.
NASCAR has overcome COVID-19. Fans are back at the track for the first time today and battling social and racial injustice.
With a car bearing the Black Lives Matter hashtag, Bubba Wallace, the circuit's only full-time black driver, leading the charge for change.
This is about our brothers and our sisters that are suffering through a lot. To a group that is in a lot of pain right now, the African-American community is in a lot of pain. That's a symbol of hate.
I didn't know this, Pete, but that guy right there, big metal guy. He can shred. Saw a video on the internet this
Love
weekend.
That.
It was, you never know. I don't follow NASCAR. I'm not gonna pretend like I do. I ran track, so I've done the left turn. It's invigorating action. But yeah, good stuff. The Confederate flag going gone.
Thank goodness. I mean, that should have took too long for that to happen. But
well, and even like when I saw how the military, I forgot which branch it was, that they're going to be banning any type of like Confederate decals or anything like that on bases. That's something like how in the year 2020, in the year of our Lord 2020, how was that even still a thing? You know, like how
the Confederate flag's always been strange to me because the people who like to wave it will say it represents the South and there's nothing to do with racism. I remember, you know, a couple of summers ago, I was on a trip to the Ozarks actually. And you know how you tie the boats together. And a girl got on our boat with a Confederate flag bathing suit. And I said, I was like, we don't need her on our boat. And she got so mad at me and I was like, just get off because like, you know, we are nothing. She was saying, and she had tried to make the case, it has nothing. No, you're wearing a racist flag.
Mm-hmm. And what is this heritage? I mean, the Confederacy was how many years? How many years old? What, 4, 5? I mean, this whole, you know, it was a heritage that was built on the fabric of like, yo, we're going to own people. Good on NASCAR. Who would have thought the NASCAR would be ahead of the White House?
They're signs of division. And I mean, the fact that they still exist, it just was overlooked for too long and whatever. But, better late than never, is, I guess, you know, what you have to go with here.
Big Slick still doing some good. Big Slick still doing the damn thing. And they were able to do it all virtually.
They missed a grand opportunity here. With it being virtually, they should have renamed it to Big Click for this year. You know, with the clicking of the mouse.
Oh.
Online.
Oh, what? Pete.
Big Slick, KC.
Well, it looked a little bit different than in years past, but Big Slick was still able to make a big impact here in Kansas City, and they did it all online. This year's Big Slick at Home raised an incredible $2 million for Children's Mercy. That is the third highest fundraising total in Big Slick's 10-year history. And that's despite not being able to hold any of their popular events in person.
Big Slick at Home, the 10-day online event. $2 million. Man, I missed those Sweens. I missed the Sweenisms when I was gone. $2,072,420.
Not bad.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So now in the total amount raised, now 11 years in, Big Slick has donated more than $12 million to Children's Mercy. Big Slick's support helps ensure kids battling cancer receive the latest treatments and cutting-edge drug therapies. We know that part. The funds help all Children's Mercy employees, including those who were furloughed through COVID-19. So that's even more ways that your money is helping out. So just awesome stuff. Man, Big Click was just – how did they slip on that, man? How did they not – I mean, that was just sitting there for them. It was right there.
Contact me before you come up with your hashtags. Just let me think on it a little bit.
Oh, man. Well, if they, you know, they didn't give that to you, but I could at least, Pete, in the goodness of my heart, I can give you something. In fact, I can put something together for you. I can put together a list.
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. You missed your list. This is my list. The list of Hartzell. In a world of chaos in these crying times, you know what you need? You need structure. You need order. I mean, you heard 45. He tweets it. Law and order. What he should be tweeting is a list of Hartzell. That's what he should be doing. Because that's what you need.
That is structure. What Donald Trump should be tweeting, the list of Hartzell. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, Lord. I regret that sentence I just said.
There's no doubt about it.
From Bro Bible, this is the list of...
We got roast beef.
Most popular candies according to your state. This sounds fascinating. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Pete.
What?
You've missed me for a week, man. Can you pretend I haven't seen you, haven't heard from you in a whole week? You didn't have a list in a week. Pretend this
All
one
right.
time.
Candies. There's some candies.
Here we go. All right. On the Missouri side, this is your list of Hartzell, my list.
Milk Duds.
Favorite candies in the country. Missouri. We a Kit Kat family. Missouri side, Kit Kats. On the Kansas side, you're curious what your Kansans
Charleston
are snacking
Chew.
On. No, not the Charleston Chew. The Snickers bar. Satisfied on the state of Kansas.
Twizzlers.
Who's got Twizzlers in here? I don't see anyone with Twizzlers on this list. Alabama's got Skittles. Alaska, Reese's. Arizona, Skittles. There's our Skittles. A lot of Skittles, actually. Kentucky, Swedish Fish, which is interesting. I wouldn't have seen that from Kentucky.
I think if you were a candy, Hartzell, you would be a Swedish Fish.
Thank you, I think. Give me another state. Who are you interested in? I got a few. I mean, I got a list of 50, bud. I mean, come on.
What are they eating in Hawaii?
What are they eating in Hawaii, Pete? Let me tell you. In Hawaii, our friends are eating Skittles by the ocean.
What about Nebraska?
Nebraska, huh? Let's see. Go Big Red. Sour Patch Kids for the Cornhuskers. Maybe I would have thought maybe candy corn. That would have been nice.
Throwing back some Sour Patch Kids at the Furniture Mart. Am I right?
Oh, let's see. What about New York for you, Pete?
A little furniture joke.
Snickers for New York. Milky Way for New Hampshire. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for Nevada.
How do they get these? Do they poll everyone in the state?
It was done by the Daily Meal.
Oh.
The Daily Meal reached out because this is National Candy Month. There you go. Got a payoff. This list was excellent.
Happy National Candy Month.
Twix from Minnesota. Looks like the consensus is Skittles and... Skittles and Reese's? No, Skittles and M&M's. Those look like the,
really?
The Runaways. Yeah.
Really no rhyme or reason to how they came to these, huh? Just throwing them out there.
Yeah, much like this list. There's really no rhyme or reason for it. But that right there, your list of Hartzell! So as you know, you're sweating your ass off on this hot day in Kansas City. The first thing you want to do is go get yourself a nice, I guess, Kit Kat on the Missouri side. There you go.
Maybe go to Quick Trip, get yourself a fountain soda. Nothing like a fountain soda.
Anything else you want to pluck? Anything?
Hot day. I have no stake in Quick Trip. I mean, that's just, it's a wonderful place. No, I'm sorry. Sometimes late in the game, and I need milk or something, or run over to the Quick Trip. Don't want to go all the way to the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. Go to the QT. Nice gal. Nice gallon of milk.
Oh, gal, as in gallon. We're big on abbreviations on this show. I never know what our abbreviations are. You got to tell me what the abbreviations are so I can know what we're doing.
Yeah, man. No.
Gal for gallon, not for the new gal. Or no, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Nothing better before bed than just a slug of milk. I mean, you walk to the fridge and you find that big white gal and you take a nice gulp.
Peter, give me a letter.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. I told you I'm trying to be a pro right now. Don't give me O. You know what? Peter O. Sween. The O stands for O Captain, my Captain.
That's right.
You, Pete, I will follow you into the dark, my friend, and we will follow you into a break because we're going to take a break because this right now is your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter, take me to sports.
Hey, it's sports time.
What up, sports?
Whoa, sporty. All right, so Andy Reid and the Chiefs are in full support of their players. Tyrann Mathieu and Patrick Mahomes spoke out last week. Hartzell, I talked to you about that. They released graphics to their staff members that said, "We love and support our players." So the whole organization had that initial statement on the George Floyd incident and the murders prior, and Patrick Mahomes and Tyrann Mathieu are part of that video. Andy Reid came out and really had some passionate words last week. Nothing from the ownership level yet. You know, you're still wondering exactly if they will release anything because some other owners across the leagues have. So we'll see if there's anything there. But as far as Andy Reid, Mahomes, and Mathieu go, they are, you know, in full support of Black Lives Matter. And Andy,
so we never talked about this, Pete, because the last thing we did on this show was we played the Mahomes and Mathieu video. And
right.
I remember the first thing I said was, like, how dope would it be if that was done by the NFL, if it was like an official NFL
right.
statement? And then what, later that day, the right. Goodell video dropped.
Yeah.
I think, man, that like this is going to be one of those like textbook moments. This is one of those where you read and see years and years from now. Like this was a moment. That was one of those where I might remember where I was that day. Cause I did not, especially as someone like just as a black man who's had those barbershop conversations, you
right.
know, didn't expect to ever hear that word or those words coming out of Goodell's mouth. And he still didn't say Cap's name, you know,
but
even to the extent he did, man, that was huge. And we didn't get a chance to talk about that last week. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
And this is the first, I think, chapter of what's going to be another book of an interesting, I think, case this year with the NFL, because Goodell has now come out in support of the players. They've admitted, you know, we were wrong for pushing Kaepernick out. A lot of people want to see Colin Kaepernick get a job. Someone called Seattle, who was the last person to have a man about him. Mm-hmm. There's some people that think he would be back in the NFL.
Man,
there's
he would look so good in red.
A couple people said that they will be kneeling in peaceful protest this fall, including Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. Bill O'Brien, the Houston Texans head coach. I'm sure a lot of black athletes will be kneeling, you know, even in Kansas City. And it seems like the NFL, instead of, I think, shying away like they did last time, is pushing forward with their players in support of, okay, you know, something has to be changed here. And, you know, they're kind of going with the world. And Donald Trump, the president, has already fired back at Roger Goodell, trying to turn it into a kneeling thing again. And I think as he ramps up his campaign, he likes to try to push these issues. So this is not the last the NFL is going to hear from the president. The last time, I don't think it's unfair to say the owners coiled. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see if they now push back in support of the players. What's wild is, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is beloved in Kansas City. And for the first time ever, I saw some people, not necessarily negative, but, you know, they're starting to tweet at Mahomes and say, you know, what are you doing? You better not be kneeling. This was a question that I asked him last week. He sort of diverted and said, it's not about the kneeling. It's about having the right to peacefully protest, which is fine by me. I mean, he doesn't have to tell us if he's what he's going to do yet. But yeah, that's where we're at. I think this is just the first step in what will be another, in that regard, explosive season for the NFL, the Chiefs.
I was super proud of that guy. I was so proud of that dude, because I'm not lying to you. In fact, we both kind of got into it. That first tweet he said, that was just it was the statement by the books kind of thing. Like he didn't really address anything. And I was kind of critical, and some of us on the internets were, because, you know, Pat, listen, you're the face of a franchise now. You're the face of a league. I can't have you be like Jordan in 20, you know, I need to have you be more. If you're gonna make the tweets and say you are down for the cause, you gotta use that platform now differently. And I was a little bit critical at first, but man, he nailed it. And you know what, he took the time and he listened, and I believe him when he says that. I believe when he said that, you know what, yeah, I could have said something quick, but I didn't, and that's on me. Maybe I should have shut up and just let him do his thing. And I think he's handled it great. I think he's been super awesome. And the voter drive with him and Honey Badger, so I love that stuff.
Many people feel that with him and Deshaun on that video, Deshaun Watson, the league was left without a choice of having to support the players. And I agree with that. Their hand was forced. Once you see Patrick Mahomes be the first player on that video of a lot of stars to say Black Lives Matter, you either get behind your best player or don't. And the league, you know, tried to support their players here. And that's a nice change, I think, from the last time around.
Yep.
When it comes to Strictly Football, I got some sound on this. The virtual offseason ends this week, and now we await training camp.
Again, we have another week left here. Next week, we'll finish up. Right this week here, we're actually going back through, like you guys know we do, going back through our opponents, AFC West opponents, and our first game, which we know now. So, and we're going to get ourselves ready for camp. We don't know exactly what that's going to represent going to camp. We don't know where we're going to be or how we're going to do it and all that. But we'll keep our ears open and we'll be ready to roll, man. And whatever situation is presented to us, we're going to dominate that and work our tail off to be great. And that's where we're at.
As of right now, no one knows if it'll be in Kansas City or St. Joe, but the date expected right now, if all goes to plan, is July 25th for your camp report date.
Okay.
Interesting to see how it goes. I mean, you have the University of Houston over the past week. They had 6 positive cases of COVID and basically shut down voluntary workouts. So, it's going to be a day-by-day thing. We'll see what happens with the Chiefs here. Sporting KC is back. Set to begin July 8th.
I believe that we will win. I'm pumped for this thing. The MLS is back. Tourney.
They were placed in Group D for Dangerous alongside Real Salt Lake, the Colorado Rapids, and Minnesota United Football Club last week. Are you going down for this tournament, Hartzell? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet, man. I don't know. And that's all I'll say about that. I don't know. I would love to. I would love to. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge for anybody listening, if anybody in the club is listening.
We should be getting a full match scheduled this week. You got to think that my guy, Big Verm, is excited about finally getting to see when and where he's going to unleash Alan the Hair Pulido on Real Salt Lake, who, of course, has that longstanding rivalry with Sporting KC.
Oh, yeah, look at you. How long is it? Pretty long, huh?
Long enough.
The big MLB soccer guy, big soccer guy over here. We're gonna get you there, man. We're gonna be doing some, finding ways to do some things. So I am still very much excited for what we got planned this season. I'll just say that.
All right. Well,
the MLB is in trouble.
let me do a little tease, man. Let me be subtle. A
little sluggish.
Yeah. What's going on with baseball? Is baseball dead?
It seems that way. On Saturday night, the MLB Players Association rejected the owner's latest proposal to begin the 2020 season. The league proposed a 72-game season at 80% prorated pay. Tough to say. On Friday.
Tough to pay.
The proposal included a scathing letter and gave the union until Sunday to respond. The MLB Players Association responded a day early and officially rejected the offer on Saturday in an expected move.
Negotiations grinding to a halt. The league and the Players Association have been unable to reach an agreement on how to share the cost of playing a season without revenue from fans. Players Association said Saturday it would no longer discuss a restart plan after it rejected a proposal for them to make no more than 37% of their salaries for playing 44% of a season.
What a flex. I kind of appreciate that, to be honest.
Yeah, basically, I mean, the players don't want to give up the millions of dollars they signed for, and the owners keep offering these plans that, you know, will take significant amount of money out of their pockets. And I think the problem,
David and Goliath story, isn't it? The millionaires versus the billionaires, you know?
That's right.
Real underdog.
And the worst part is it's in public, and you know, people are going to, and it's gotten nasty, and they weren't able to keep it behind closed doors. And the problem here too is that they're coming to the end of their collective bargaining agreement. So, I mean, if they can't come to a shortened season plan, so you're not going to have the 2020 season, and then you're facing a potential lockout in 2021. So it's like a year and change without baseball. I mean, you think back to the last baseball strike in the 90s, and man, it took baseball a long time to recover from that. And now you're having these exciting sports and up and coming sports like the NHL and MLS, who seem to be all in. And if baseball doesn't play, I mean, this is supposedly America's pastime. I mean, it is going to start to fall back, at least in my mind. And you're giving these other sports an opportunity to sort of pass you. You've already been passed by football. The NBA is making its case. A lot of people would say the NBA is more popular than baseball. So you're number three right now. Are you really willing to continue to free fall here? You got to come to an agreement, and time is really running out for this summer. The Royals, when they do resume baseball again, they selected left-handed pitcher Asa Lacy, regarded many by many analysts as the top pitching prospect in this year's MLB draft. Fourth overall pick on Wednesday night. They also
So what happened, man? Can you fill me in? So did something cool happen? I got text because I was trying to be off the grid, and all I heard was that I guess we were in a position we weren't supposed to be in, and that's all I know about the draft.
Yeah, so the Royals ended up getting this really good pitcher who a lot of people feel like could be an ace, and he sort of fell to them, and they didn't think that would happen, and they were able to get him, and, you know, he may be one of the next better pitchers in the league, and he's a Royal, and so that's a good thing. They also picked up Baylor University shortstop Nick Lofton with the number 32 pick. Lofton earned the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year recognition this spring. The thing that stinks about the MLB player draft is, like, so the Chiefs draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You're going to see him at Arrowhead this fall. Toting the rock. These MLB guys take, like, 5 years. I mean, it could be less than that. I mean, sometimes it's a little quicker, but usually minimum three. So check back on Mr. Lacy in three years. Maybe the MLB will be playing by then. So there you go.
Don't hold your breath, though.
The NBA is beginning to see a little pushback by the players, led by that renegade Kyrie Irving, man. The NBA's plan to restart the season, they want to go to Orlando, have the Disney World bubble. But there's starting to be some dissent from the players who are saying, do we really want to do this? And so the concerns are a hesitance about spending money in a restricted environment and reluctance about distracting from the Black Lives Matter movement. Some are saying, do we really want to be playing and forcing this league when we have more important things to be worried about here? And that comes, you know, less than a month before NBA teams are scheduled to arrive in Orlando. So I see the NBA still pushing forward. They seem to have their S together a little bit more than the MLB. So, you know, I think you see them play. And you can make a case, too, and about the Black Lives Matter movement, that they'll have more opportunities with media if they do want to express certain things, if they are playing games, as opposed to, you know, just being in the offseason forever. The NHL, meanwhile, opens camp on July 10th. And so, again, as you're seeing this dynamic, the NFL still a little uncertain, but has some plans together. Everything else, NASCAR's going, golf has started this weekend, NBA, NHL, MLB, lagging behind.
I keep trying to remind people, the pandemic ended on Easter. How many times do I have to pull that Trump audio to tell you that we're fine?
That's right.
We're not fine. That's
everybody's okay. And go hug your neighbor is the new quote that we're going with.
Hug your neighbor as yourself.
I'm going to give you a big hug when I get into that studio on Wednesday. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. On Wednesday, huh? On Wednesday, too.
I've been in contact with a lot of people, too.
Let me tell you.
Oh, man.
Is that your sports block?
That's it, man.
Hell of a sports break, man. I need it. In a week that I've done nothing but listening to NPR and Star Wars audiobooks, it was nice to get some sports block. It was nice. And just
you listened to some audiobooks, huh?
I did. I finished a couple, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, Ahsoka by E.K. Johnson. Let me tell you, she was maybe the best Jedi of all time, which is great.
You said Ashanti?
Ahsoka, man.
Ja Rule? Oh, no, you're not my baby.
What do we think about my baby? Hey, listen.
I'm so happy, baby.
I just love when you make an Ashanti reference. I love how much you love Ashanti on this show. That's one of my favorite things about the KC Morning Show.
She was one of the gals I looked toward when I was a young lad.
Oh, so did Ashanti have an impressionable? I feel like Ashanti may have changed a bit of your life at some point. Something. There's something that was either before or after Ashanti. I don't know what happened.
A young, yeah, a young Pete fancied Ashanti. And how could you blame him?
You can't. Peter! Oh, I've missed you. Pete, good show, man. Where can people find us if they are so inclined to maybe want to give us a follow? Or maybe even, dare I say, rate or review the show.
You want a few events first or what?
Oh man, I'm out of the loop here. It's been so long. I almost forgot how this thing went.
We chicken got some and events, pickle. Don't we? Chicken and pickle trivia night tonight. Plus a cornhole beer league.
Oh,
it's 7:30. Yeah.
Oh, well, what am I doing? Of course we got to do some events. Oh, hold on. Let me even put some music on the background. Hold on. Who is this? Oh, yay!
This isn't a shot.
I'm going to Kansas City.
Virtual KC job fair. That happens Tuesday and Thursday of this week. So if you want a job, they got some employers. YMCA, Rediscover.
What was that? What want a job? What was this one more time? Who are these companies? Who is this?
It's a virtual KC job fair. A number of there. You know, if you want a job, Hartzell.
Text me that, please. Even text me that.
Mm-hmm. More information on Eventbrite. One day left to get tickets. Looks like you can come in. A lug and leave with the job.
Oh, so, wow. I'm going to go get all the tickets and then take all the jobs.
Hartzell needs a job, so if you're out there and want to hire him, please do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They got a crazy way to love. Looks like tomorrow at 10 a.m., the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum is continuing the black baseball in living color. Remember, they were starting to do that before everything hit. Now with things opening, it seems like they're finally going to continue that. Yeah, looks like about to be a good week. Next to Farmers Market tomorrow at 9 a.m. You know, they've got a lot of things going. Wow.
That was it, huh?
So I'm not really seeing a ton else as I look through the old pages here. Welcome back, Hartzell. It's good to have you.
You know? Nobody sells the Lenexa Farmers Market like my man, Peter. Peter F. Swing. The F stands for farmer.
fresh apples, former, man. Fresh lechuga, which is lettuce. We got bananas, beans, carrots, squash, spaghetti squash, eggplant. Not the emoji. A lot of vegetables.
I love when I can hear Pete say eggplant. I mean, I don't think we're
eggplant parmesan, underrated meal.
Peter, what's your handle? Where can people find you, bud?
You can find me at PG Sween, and you can find Hartzell at Hartzell KCMS.
That's not it. That is not. Why are you going to tell them the wrong thing? And I'm not going to change it. How many times do we have to have this conversation, Pete? I have a blue check mark, and I know that makes me a certain kind of asshole. I understand that.
Hartzell.
It also gives you a certain kind of clout, and I am not going to risk that. If I change that to something else, granted, it is Hartzell 965. The 965 is for a station that I'm currently not really working for. But when we get this thing reopened, I will be back, and that 965 will actually make sense. Until then, yeah, just a bunch of random letters. Our random
KC Morning Show @gmail.com.
@Hartzell965. And yes, look for that blue check mark. You'll find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Do you have a blue check on Instagram too?
I don't on Instagram. I'm still working on that one.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Next
you got
time.
One on you got one on any of the things?
I am look, I'm blue check mark free, and that makes me I think pure. An amateur and natural.
Uh-huh. That's true.
I have nothing enhanced.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that goes for everything.
Peter, give me a letter. In fact, nope. I already got it. Peter E. Sween. Oh. Peter O. Sween. The O stands for oh boy. He is enhanced. We will see you in the morning. Love you, Pete. Good to see you, brother. Say goodbye.
Smell you.